UAV, this
for ZEW Mobile.
ZEW, I don't know if I got that right or not. My call is KC4SKD. Name is Larry.
Got it right. This is Ben. Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey. I am mobile, headed to the Blue Ridge Radio Club meeting.
Good. I used to be a member of that, but I let it lapse. Anyway, yeah, maybe I should join again. Hope everybody's doing okay.
Doing good. I might be hitting a low spot in the road in a few minutes here, but got a nice field day planned for the last weekend of June.
I'll keep that in mind. I went to the one last year, but there was only about five or six people there, if I can remember. There wasn't a whole lot going on.
So what time you're there, we usually just go pretty strong all day Saturday, but people start getting tired about 3.
The location of it this year?
Bend Equestrian Park, which is up north of Furman. So it's in between Furman and Traveler's Rest.
I may try to come up there this year and just see and speak to some people.
Fairly new, so I know they would love it. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of several people there that you know.
It's 1990. I got my novice license in June and my Tech Plus in July of that year. So I've kept it up every year. Every time it needs renewal, I've never let it expire.
New compared to you. I think I just hit 3 years with my extra.
Good upgrade, except the fact that where we live in a very low spot, and all the trees and stuff, it'd be difficult for me to put up any kind of an antenna situation, and so I'm just going to stay where I'm at for a while.
Nothing wrong with that. You do what you enjoy, and you find your rabbit holes and your interest in the hobby, and that nobody can do it all. That's for sure.
I stay very, very busy. I got so much stuff to work on, and always have to work on the car and the lawnmower and the weed eater and clean out the gutters. Just so much stuff to do. And getting home, fairly late doesn't help either.
Yes, I've got all that, plus children, plus work. So I've got to keep a pretty full schedule.
I just stay pretty busy all the time. And I keep telling my wife we need to take us a vacation somewhere because we haven't been on vacation in quite a few years.
Definitely due for that. Make it a good one wherever you go.
We went off somewhere, it was 2018, and we went to Disney World, and it was so crowded. I told myself, the Magic Kingdom especially. The other parks are not that bad, but the Magic Kingdom, which is my favorite, there's just so many people there now you can't enjoy it.
I did Disney and the crowds and the heat, and that was done. I'd like to do Epcot, but other than that, I've got myself.
Bad spot. I hope you can hear me.
I'm on the Southern Connector, so it's really hit or miss on this road.
Epcot is very nice, but it's one of those parks that once you do it one time, I've been to it several times, but I just got tired of it. And it's just really laid back compared to the Magic Kingdom. But my wife wants to go through Animal Kingdom. See that, and we like to have a day where you just do do nothing, just, you know, go around to the little motels and hotels and in downtown Disney, or what they call Disney Springs. That's kind of neat.
Going through a boat spot here, but yeah, I will say the Disney cruise was the way to go. I was never, that was my first cruise, was a Disney cruise, and that's
kind of neat. The last cruise I took was on an aircraft carrier.
I wouldn't say they had really good food and a water slide on that one.
The food was left a lot to be desired. Breakfast wasn't too bad, but the rest of it, well, we did what we could to survive. And they did what they call a tiger cruise. My youngest brother was in the Navy, and the immediate male members of the family got to go, and so all three brothers got to do that. It was a lot of, it was a blast then.
Okay, interesting. KO4ZEW for ID.
KD for ID. Yeah, we left Fort Lauderdale and went to Norfolk, Virginia. And the Navy really did put on a show. I can't believe they did this. They let us stand on the flight deck while they launched and received the aircraft. And that was something else to see.
Yeah, I've done the tour of the USS Yorktown. We even camped on it in Boy Scouts and got to spend the night on it. So it was, wasn't really a taste of it, but it was cool. It was very cool.
I'm in a really bad location. I better go ahead and sign it. The repeater's really scratchy where I'm at. But it's good talking to you, and hope you have a good rest of your day.
And get you that vacation done. Make it a good one. KO4
ZEW
Mobile.
ZEW, good talking to you. And I'll be clear, KC4SKD.
C4HAA Mobile.
4 ZEW, did I hear Chandler?
Good. KC4HAN, how you been doing, Ben?
I got a scratchy signal. I'm on the Southern Connector right now with its ups and downs, but.
Alright, I've worked plenty of HF. I think I can work through this.
Briar's meeting. You coming back to one of those sometime?
Waiting for me to be in the Food Lion parking lot. Actually, not far from the meeting location. And having somebody else riding with me, I would. I might get on Zoom though. I've been, wondering what we're going to be doing with Film Day this year.
The Horse Park Riverbend Equestrian Center up there near Furman. Last weekend.
I lost you on that one. Yeah, I got Riverbend Equestrian Park, so that's the same spot as last year. I know exactly where that's at. I'll definitely come out there. I was listening to that conversation between you and SKD, and I thought his story about being in the Navy, I thought that was kind of cool.
I'm in a real low spot. I can't hear much anything.
All right, take your time. KC4HAN, standing by.
EW, I'm coming up the crest of a hill. Does that sound a little better?
Sounds a lot better, sir. Glad to hear you.
Not much, because I work from home. But sometimes I'll turn on the radio and just listen for somebody talking while I'm sitting there at work, and I'll jump on every now and then.
How it is in my situation right now, I drive a different vehicle for work. I don't drive my truck no more. I kind of miss that, because I miss being able to have the radio in the truck all the time, but I got a little time today, so I decided to hop on myself. I got to the part where you said Riverbend Equestrian Park. I couldn't catch the rest.
Man, I just went under the toll booth.
Take your time. I'm here.
A little better. So you got a company truck now?
I've had it for the past year. There's a lot of stuff that comes along with it that's a pain in the tush, though. I did not realize all the responsibility I was taking on getting that truck.
I thought you said you had a work truck, that your radio was in your personal truck, and then you're driving a company truck for work.
Correct. KC4HAN for ID.
W. When I worked for Duke Energy, I had a company truck, and I liked it. It was their gas and their mileage.
The best thing that comes with it.
Putting a portable XM driving, I got tired of the radio FM station, so I put an XM satellite radio in it, a portable, and they never minded.
Oh yeah, that's nice. They just really ignorant about that kind of stuff, though. My company, I tried putting a handheld resistor rag mount in there one time, and they didn't take too kindly to that, so... Coming up to field day, I see you.
Information for field day is on the website. There should be a link off the front page.
I'll give you a look over.
Go to Club News, the submenu of Club News, and then you'll see the post about field day.
Absolutely, I will do that. That's about all I got for you there. I just hadn't been on here in a while, hadn't talked to you in a while, and I appreciate you coming back to me. I really do. It's a pleasure to talk to you again.
It's been a while, but I'm almost to the Red Cross, so I'm going to clear, and I got to meet Leroy and Johnny and get this computer set up. So, KO4 is EW Mobile. I will be clear on your final.
All right. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for the QSA. It's Coach D4AKN. Old Chan. And I'll be clearing 7-3. Thank you, Jim.